Live from Club Bart, this is part two of the Corey and Joel Radio Show First Anniversary Extravaganza. If you missed part one, what are you doing? Go download it.
Woo! Rob Rose! Corey loves this song. He's going to cut a rug for it. Give it up. Go, Corey. Do your thing, brother. Do your thing. Come on. Shake that ass. Look at him. That's right, girls. He's taken. Oh, my God. Where's he going? Ah! Corey Hall, everybody. My partner. Welcome to show 62. It's part two of our big anniversary show.
Welcome to the show and goodbye to what's left of my dignity.
Yeah, if you didn't hear part one, that was show 61. Go listen to that. Jimmy Pardo, Rock in the House, and Amy Phillips, and
Amy Phillips.
Dan DeCappa, lots of good stuff. So go get 61.
Do you guys want to dance a little bit more? You want to dance? All right. Woo! Stand up, girls. Let's party. This
That's
is your
right.
song.
Oh, just goes. The ladies. Just for the ladies. Do it, baby. Do it, baby. I got it.
Hold on. Well, I got to turn it back up. Sorry. That's my fault.
Turn it up, baby. Hit it, baby. Hit that. Ass, titties. Come on, everybody. Ass, titties. It's the Corey. Look at those girls. Shake it, baby. Good. Titties, ass, and titties. Ass, titties. Ass, and titties. Jeff Washington, go get some. Come on. Titties, titties, ass. Jeff Ford, get in there. Get it, baby. Go ahead. There we go. Woo! Niels, get in there. Get you some, Niels. That's right. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna invoke this rule. I've only done this once before, Corey. It's very rare. Titties for Toffee Faye. Titties for Toffee Faye. Titties for Toffee Faye. Titties for Toffee Faye. The what? Oh,
Ralph's got some titties for Toffee Faye.
The goddamn Toffee Faye are stuck. Who wants a Toffee Faye? Oh. There's a Tommy Faye. Jalen, there's a Tommy Faye. Tommy Faye for Mr. Buttland and Mr. Richard. Where are the girls? It's all guys. Look at this. Get out of here, Byron. All right. Turn off the booty mix. Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
All right. Let's get this show back in.
Woo, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. That's
all
the
right.
First time Palomar's not whipped him out. That's the first
really?
Time ever.
Why are you holding back tonight, baby?
Understand.
Come on, do your thing. Come on. Do it for Nigel Rosenblum. Look at the poor guy. Yeah, he's hard up. Yeah, does anyone want to bang Nigel? We were going to do the Nigel Rosenblum dating show. Didn't we have that idea? Win a date with Nigel?
We should.
Our, gonna be like
our unemployed attorney needs some tail. Let's get him some right now.
We were trying to get Nigel laid, but that quickly dropped off the...
Speaking of guys we need to get laid, folks, he's a little shy, but a super fan did a special thing for us tonight.
Do you want to talk about him here?
All the way from Frankfurt, Germany. Super fan.
Look at him in the back of the black shirt.
Board, number
Give
one.
It up for Niels! Niels from Hamburg! This guy, this crazy... This crazy MF-er got on a plane... you got on a plane last night, German time,
yeah.
And came here and flew all the way here.
It's like 8 in the morning in Germany, and
so
he's
this
here
guy's
now.
This guy's on uppers and speed to get him through
oh,
the whole thing.
God.
And
so
he also provided this great German Toffee Fee, a version of Toffee Fee.
It says Toffee Fee in Germany.
But it's Toffee Fee, and we love Niels for coming out.
It's actually better Toffee Fee. It's like,
it really
it's,
is.
It's
yeah,
velvety
yeah.
and creamy. And
it is better than the American. You will give you some American Toffee Fee, and you're going to go, what the fuck is this shit?
What do you guys put in there? Gnome jizz? What do you do. It's like very tasty.
Are there Jews in that Toffee Faye? Why is it so smooth? Are you put Jews in there? It's, I just want to know. I'm curious.
No. It's fresh baked in the ovens of Dachau. That's what they do.
Oh, we're kidding. We love Niels. Give it up for Niels. Come
Niels
on. We love this guy.
Yeah.
Niels is the best. And you guys, Niels, very active for the fans here. If you guys want to talk about the show, you can go to we have forums on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Niels, a big poster on the forums. We all chat and have a good time on the forums. So
you know what? You crowds are pretty all right. I'm sorry we had to kick your ass twice in the 20th century. I'm really sorry about that.
Hey, man, we love the cars.
Yeah.
Their cars, good cars.
Yeah.
They made the Beatles what they are today. Hamburg, Germany, your city.
Sure.
Did you know that? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of Hamburg in the place of Beatles history, Niels?
Think about all the great...
Niels knows nothing
think
cool
about
at
all. The
I
great,
understand that.
Let's take a moment for all the great German comedians.
Okay, that pretty much covered it, yeah.
All the great German comedy. Oh, you gave us Dieter and Sprockets. That
all
was
right.
Good stuff.
We love Nils, though. Nils, that was the fucking coolest thing we've ever seen that you came out.
Our next guest needs a little setup, so you may want to bring him up.
Oh, it's all right. We'll bring him up here in a minute, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy, in fact, he was a guest on our show. I'm gonna pull this out of my ass, the number of the show.
Okay.
38, I want to say. Anyway, it was called Last Comic Strumming. You know him. You love him. He's been on Comedy Central, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ladies and gentlemen. Good friend of mine. Good friend of the show. Give it up for J. Chris Newberg, everybody.
Well,
Jay!
I'm thinking we'd set him on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and look. So I bummed me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poacher truck.
So do I just go into my stuff, or do we go back and forth? Is that what we do, or
do your show, baby? We'll just sit back here and enjoy like everyone else. Let me know about the guitar.
I think the guitar
level
is a little hot. I think the guitar could probably go down a bit. I think the guitar could come up a little bit.
How about that, baby?
We went from like 20 to minus 2.
Right in the middle, baby. Straight up and down right there.
I would turn it up two ticks.
All right, there it is. How's that, man?
It's fine, as long as PJ likes it, because that's pretty much how I judge everything.
All right.
All right, cool. It's good to be back home here at Club Bart. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you so much. Corey and Joel Radio Anniversary Special Extravaganza. Everybody was talking about it on the plane on the way over here. Everyone was like, oh my God, you actually have tickets? And I was like, I was like, I know them. They're like, no way, awesome. So, anyway. On a personal level, there are some friends of mine who are here tonight, and they're married, and they found out that they're going to have a child, and they haven't been getting along lately, and I just kind of wrote them this song, and I hope that it works out for them. This is for you guys. Babies fix everything. Just ask my divorced parents. Good luck, you guys. This is my impression of a kid who's colorblind conquering the Rubik's Cube. My name is J. Chris Newberg, and these are my thoughts. You think if the Pope sneezes and someone walks up to him and they're like, bless you, you think he's like, I'm good. You think if you're a midget or a little person and you go into a hotel and you see the mini bar, your first thought is, that's just thoughtful. I want to make a new morning after pill for the fellas and call it Nuh-uh. Sure, she'll still be pregnant, but the next day you'll have a totally different blood type. And she'll be like, you're the only one I was with. Nuh-uh. I wish I were a rapper, because rappers are tough. If I was a rapper, I wouldn't fear anything. Except maybe a spell check. Right on. I have this cousin. She's a self-defense instructor. She just does not know when to turn it off. You know this person? Like, I'm like, hey, what's going on? She's like, step back! No means no! We're at a family reunion. You're my cousin. I've learned to work the pause. I think I should start off show number 63 with a bed of silence. The greatest part about this is Corey and Joel standing behind me, giving the half-second laugh. It goes like this. It's like the black hole of support. That was really good. Next. All right, cool. I get really nervous. How are you, ma'am? What's your name?
Joe Lynn. I used to go by Joe.
Okay.
I saw you last night.
Okay.
At Ridley's.
Okay. A little more than I was looking for, but that's cool. Joe Lynn is great. Nice to see you. Joe Lynn is a very beautiful woman. Everyone in the crowd can completely agree for the people in Radiohead. Every time I try to talk to a beautiful woman, I get all nervous. I say stupid shit. I was at Somerset Mall earlier today, and I was shopping and stuff, and I see this girl, and she's so pretty, and I was like walking and watching her from like store to store. Finally, I'm going to talk to her. And I see her, and I go close to her, and she's got this shirt on. It says gas. I'm like, I don't know, chlamydia? Yeah, apparently I was right. All right, cool, I gotta go. Like, I'm gonna do one more song, then I'm gonna do the interview portion because that's awesome. Okay. I'm having a difficult time focusing. Sort of have the ADD thing going on. ADD isn't really that big of a deal unless you're jerking off, because then it's like, oh yeah, is that a toaster? Am I in the fucking kitchen? Okay. Hold on, I'm gonna make sure I got all my jokes covered. Now I got this really cool Jesus joke. You guys have Jesus in Germany? Sorry, I kind of fucked that up. Sort of premature ejaculation. My bad. Is it just me, or are mobile homes kind of like giant pinatas full of babies? No? All right, I'm going to close it out. It's been a lot of fun being here. It's cool. I'm not going to be like Jimmy Pardo and talk about how it's fun, but not fun, because he had fun, because he was here. Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. Different segment, different show. Pretend like it's a different day.
It's okay. No, it's fine.
All right, thanks.
You're good.
Joel, you're like the voice of God, pretending to be the voice of a cab dispenser.
Thanks, I guess.
I know. I guess I said the wrong word. All right, here we go. All right, I need everybody to pick a number between 1 and 10, and don't tell me what it is. Is your number 7? I'm going to close with this number. Here we go. I'm super romantic. I'm super old-fashioned. I love romance. I love life. I love women. It's true. I do. I love everything about them. Yeah. I've loved her twice. I love poetry. I love all the great poets. I like Shakespeare and Keats and Shelley and E. Cummings. And this is my contribution to romance. This song is called "The Perfect Girl." Would it be cool if when we were done having sex you would leave? Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Jay Chris Newberg, everybody.
Jay Chris Newberg.
Star of stage, screen.
And the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Yeah, kick ass.
We love Chris. Good to have you back, man.
Nice to be here again.
Jay, Chris, since you were last on the show, you made the big comedy move to L.A., man, didn't you?
That's true. I've moved to Los Angeles.
And how are things going for you out in L.A.?
Wow, I'll say it's really, really, really much bigger than here, and it's kind of weird.
Okay.
Bill Bouchard's thinking about moving out. Not that I would know.
Oh, really? Well, we'll talk to Bill about that.
Right.
And so many more Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Mexicans are the California equivalent to our Canadians.
Okay.
What is wrong with that? We've got Canadians.
That's true. In our own way. I don't know how that works, but okay. I haven't been to L.A. I've not done the L.A. thing yet.
Oh, you should, Joel. You'd love it.
Because I'm still rocking the Ferndale. I'm trying to get famous here by doing the show.
You would love it.
You know how that works for me.
It's a health
look how it's
town.
Going, yeah.
Jamba Juice on every corner.
Absolutely,
Jamba
man.
Juice on every corner, that's right.
I'm buying a house here in beautiful Ferndale.
Actually,
that's right.
Actually, L.A. is full of the most hamburger joints per capita of anywhere in the world, and it's supposed to be like health food, but it's all like In-N-Out Burger and Fat Burger and, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so why don't you live out there, Fat Boy?
I should. I really
what
do.
What the fuck?
There's a lot of good burger places out there.
Mm. All right. Well, let's talk about something more exciting. Where are you? I'm trying to... You seem so into this, Chris,
okay.
That...
Chris,
I'm unbelievably into this. I love it. I'm happy
I know.
To be here.
I mean, and we're happy to have you, but let's pep it up a little notch.
I'm sorry. I was thinking with the fat mind about double animal-style burgers.
Right. Well, have you had a toffee, Faye? Have a toffee.
Oh, hey, come
Chris,
on.
Chris, how's the caliber of pussy out there? Let's get right down to business.
Right. Are you getting laid out there or what, man? Just pop those
Why would you just randomly ask me that question?
Well, you are a noted coxman, so we thought we would throw that out there.
Well, I went out with a Playboy playmate.
Oh, really?
It's a true story. Her name is Buffy Tyler.
Okay. Wow.
She is Miss March 2003.
Yeah?
You want to know how much it was awful?
Yeah, how bad was it?
During dinner, she signed 17 autographs.
Aww.
None of which were to me.
Aww.
Well, I'm not making a joke. We were fucking at McDonald's, and we're just sitting down there, and we're hanging out. We're having a good time, and all these people keep coming up to her and asking for autographs, and she kept giving them. I'm like, I thought you were a math teacher. She's like, yeah, I lied.
So you didn't know she was a Playboy playmate?
I did not. I met her at the gym. And I went out with this other girl, and she said, we really can't finish the date tonight. And I said, why not? And she said, Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, really? Hey, have you ever heard, I've got to go bang Jimmy Kahn? Have you heard that excuse yet? Has that one come up?
Nope.
Okay. Have you
thought about getting fourth lead on King of Queens? I'm just throwing that out there if you want to get some tail.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Have you been able to score with Byron Allen out there? Have you guys been trolling for broads? I hear he's big out there.
I gotta tell you.
Right and left.
I'm not gay, but there was this time I was at the Sky Bar and Byron Allen and I were there and I looked across the room at the exit, and he happened to be standing near it, and Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind came on.
Oh.
And Byron Allen and I caught eyes.
No, I didn't mean like you guys were gay. I thought maybe Byron Allen gets laid.
I'm just saying it was a nice moment.
Byron Allen had a TV show on at 2:30 a.m. about 12 years ago, and yet he's still getting laid.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that's the time to have sex. That's the sex
he was
time.
On. He was on Real People in 1982.
Real people,
that's
good
faggot stuff.
There you go.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
There it is. So
Ebony and Ivory. Byron Allen tagging tail left and right.
Yeah, Byron Allen gets laid. Man.
You guys would get more beaver than the fucking French people that colonized Detroit.
I have a good porno John Heffron story.
Oh, okay. First of all, we have to say John Heffron, the winner of Last Comic Standing 2, big fan of ours. We've heard.
Please tell the story of John and the Corey Joel Radio Show.
John does not like you.
Why does John not like us?
No, John likes you fine.
Hey, remember when you were a kid and your act wasn't funny then either?
Dude, why you got to take John out? He's a great guy. He's a really good guy. So John and I were out partying. We were driving home, and we were going home, and we decided to stop at this store because he wanted to get some porn. And it was like, he did. He's like, my wife's out of town. I'm going to get some porn. I got to be old, you know, whatever. He's a great guy. So we stop at the store, and all of a sudden this Porsche pulls up and rolls up in front of us. And this guy with a hood on walks in. And he looks kind of familiar in that sort of like, you work out at my gym sort of way. So I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? And he's like, hey, dude, what's up? Walks out. John comes out. 10 seconds later, he's like, do you know who that was? And I'm like, yep. And we both pause. We're like, Eddie fucking Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
3 a.m. getting some porn.
Well, nice. Valerie left him, I think.
She did.
And really, is that really a loss at this point? I mean, Valerie Bertinelli in like 79.
I'd kind of like another
piece of ass.
No, I'd like
have another topic. Yeah, have another topic. Yeah, whatever it takes, man.
No, but I would like to play a game with you guys.
What's that?
I'd like to play two more questions with you guys, and then we can move on to PJ.
Okay. I'd like to play two more questions, and then Jill makes us a shot. What do you say about
that? All right, that's fine.
Newberg's always good for a shot. That's what Newberg's good for.
Yeah.
I love Newberg.
Right.
Not only is he funny, he's very open with the alcohol, man. He'll always buy
just
a drink.
I just did two shots with Amy Phillips.
Oh, look at that. Amy two-shot Phillips, that one? Oh, okay, that same girl?
I'm going to be doing two shots to Amy Phillips later on this evening when I go home.
Two shots on her screen.
Who hasn't been there? Yeah.
When the Comcast commercial comes on, the two shot.
Absolutely.
What is it, dump the dish?
Dump the dish.
Yeah, I'll be dumping the Kleenex in the trash can pretty quickly.
Dump your load.
She's a wonderful talent. It's not just that she's a hot piece of ass. Chris, I've jerked off to you, too. I'm not going to lie.
I've caught it.
Oh, man. I beat off to Diane Sawyer last week. I'm not fucking complaining. You know, I mean, I'll take Amy Phillips, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
So,
you know what I mean?
L.A.'s going good for you.
L.A.'s going great. Everything's going
Kimmel.
Good.
You were on Jimmy Kimmel. You were on Comedy Central.
I got something in the works right now with MTV.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
It's pretty cool.
There are other television shows in his future somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, so
there might be.
Look for Chris. He'll be in your town.
We got to do a shot. Can I ask you guys each a question?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
All right. Have there ever been a time where you guys have thought to yourself, Joel stole my act or Corey stole my act, and you guys got into a fight and didn't talk for a day?
Me and him, no.
No, we get in fights over much more trivial shit than that. Yeah.
We get in stuff about, you fucked up my story about going to the laundromat last week.
Yeah.
And we fight over that on the show a lot. That's pretty much what it is.
I can't believe you beat my score at Parappa the Rapper. You know, it's much more trivial shit.
I gotta say that what you guys are doing is probably one of the coolest things going. I mean, you're really supportive of Detroit comedy. You guys get it out there. You keep doing it. I think it's great. There's not a lot of this. And you guys are really good at what you do. So
thank you.
I'm really happy to be a part of this.
Oh, well, Thank you very much.
Chris, we wanted to have some of our friends on the show who've been around for a long time. And you were on the program earlier.
I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely.
We brought the people we wanted to have here for a good time. That's who we wanted to
get. That's right.
Jimmy Pardo showed up. So
that's cool. I'm just waiting to do the shot with you guys.
What's the shot going to be, Jill? What's it going to be this time?
Oh, she's shaking him up.
She's shaking it up. Look at that.
Shaking
it
up.
You got some shot music in there? You got some good shot music in your computer?
Shake that ass!
Can you play along with this, Chris? Come on, you know the chorus.
Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Get it up here, Jill. Let's do it, baby. Thank you very much. Thank you. There we go, everybody.
Hey, to Corey and Joel in 300 more episodes.
All right, thank you, man. For real, I want to see that ass, bitch. Drop it down a little low like that. Hit in the front with the slide. Well, J. Chris Newberg, continued success to you, my friend.
Thanks,
Remember,
all,
you're welcome anytime on our show, man. Give me a call.
I will.
Everybody, keep an eye out for J. Chris Newberg,
a good guy, a big talent, Chris Newberg.
We love J. Chris, baby. We love J. Chris.
J. Chris Newberg.
J. Chris Newberg. All right, everybody. Man, are you loaded yet or what, man? We're getting there.
I am a large individual. It takes a lot more than
that. We are on our way.
I'm built like a dump truck.
But you know what? I'm just going to bring this next guy up right now because I can't get loaded without this guy because he was one of the greatest shows of all time. Let's bring him up right now. He's not going to do any time. Give it for Bill Bouchard, everybody. Bill's going to say hi. Bill, sit down with us and just have a little chit-chat. Bill, you guys all know Bill. Part of the Death Pool. We did a number of shows with Bill.
Our most frequent guest, actually.
Most frequent guest, yes. And one of
you
our...
You are the Tony Randall. You're the go-to guy. you're like Charles Grodin on an off night. You'll just show up.
Oh, baby.
Think about it, Bill. Bill, you did the very first show, you hit the vaporizer.
Oh, yeah.
Nigel
Rosenbloom was there with the vaporizer.
Podcast history.
Did you guys... That was show number... What show was that? Number 8?
Yeah. I don't
show
know why. Why are you always on with Nigel? It's like comedy magic. and you drank turkey and gravy soda for the show?
Yeah, you drank the Jones.
Why
soda?
Am I here? You're interviewing your fucking selves right now. Ask me a question.
Just running down your litany.
Well, you know
achievements.
What? I want to say this. Our super fan Neil said that the best show ever was the Roasted and Baked show. Am I right about that? And that was our guest right here, the great Bill Bouchard. There
Where
he
are
is.
You,
I'm a hit in Germany.
On dope?
They love you in Germany when you smoke the weed. What's going on with you, Billy boy?
Not much, man.
They love you in Baked.
over the fact that Jay Christie took a playmate to fucking McDonald's. That's fucking balls right there.
That guy's got stones on him. Billy, what's going on with you? What's
what do you like to know? Next week, I'm with Lisa Lampanelli at the Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Lampanelli.
She's very funny. Go see her.
Yes. Yeah, if she banged white guys, you might have a shot. I hear she's only into the black guys.
I did
you hear that, Jeff Washington? Get over to that Lisa Lampanelli show.
Jeff Ford,
get over there.
Little bit of
Magic bag right down the street. She only bangs black guys. I swear to God, I'm not making that up.
Menopausal white women got jungle fever like you don't even believe.
Jeff, I'm telling you. Not that Jeff's not working it right now. Look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, Jeff's already working it all.
Look,
white
I can see his teeth from here. The lights out. He's smiling like a motherfucker.
Where are the white women at?
There he is, man. We love Jeff.
I thought that was a shirt. I didn't even see that.
Yeah. It's a white shirt floating in an abyss.
Watch out for flying ashtrays.
Oh. Whoa, brothers. Oh. Restless.
All right. We're not going to have any of that here. This is a celebration.
I did an interview with Lisa Lampanelli, and I had to cut out like 40 uses of the word cunt. It was like, hey, this is a family newspaper funded by stripper ads. I can't be using this language.
She was saying cunt, or is that...
Yeah, she was like, what do you think about other women comics? I think those cunts should all get ass cancer and die. So she's a woman after my own heart.
Lisa Lampanelli's cool, and Bill's very funny. Bill's everywhere. Bill works with all the big names.
Yes, I do.
Don't you? I mean, who have you worked with? You worked with everybody, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all the big names.
Yeah. You were just with Tom Rhodes a week or so ago?
I was Tom Rhodes, Lewis Black, Stanhope, Schimmel.
And I believe John Tortolotte coming up. A lot of big names.
I worked with John Tortolotte this Saturday night. Wait, here is John for a second. Hi, guys. Nice doing. We're going to...
John's a great guest.
John's a good guy. He's got a show Saturday.
just for me to do a little Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
I'm here to investigate the murder.
There you go. Can't get enough.
John Tarlott's going to make it.
If by make it, you mean parole.
Joel Cord, thanks for having me on the show.
So how is your... we did the ranking, show 60, which I don't know if you've heard yet. It just went up yesterday. We did the ranking of comics, wives, and girlfriends.
Yeah.
And was that the number one seed, Mrs. Bouchard?
She was a three seed.
Three seed. She was a one seed.
Oh.
She was a one seed.
But the sister-in-law is a one seed.
No. Well, Tim Walsh has a hot wife. We know that our producer...
Hey, I've
Tim
seen
Walsh.
Her. She doesn't come close.
Tim
Next
Walsh,
one.
Hot wife.
She's all right, Tim.
Sal DiMelio's got a nice
Tim,
girlfriend.
She's good for you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wait a minute.
That would be just nothing for me. That's good for you. What? Who else?
Well, Sal's girlfriend, very lovely in the back there tonight. Sal's girlfriend.
I'm not saying anything. She's a friend. But, Tim, I don't care for your wife.
My girlfriend's talking to the German guy.
Your girlfriend's going home with Niels. That's great.
Yeah, this is great.
That's Corey. Corey is nailing you? You, is he
not Niels? Niels answered when you said that.
No, the German guy. That's who I'm fucking talking to. Where are you staying with Corey? Exactly. Okay.
Exactly. All right.
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
Bill, all the achievements you've had in this comedy business. Nailing Susie was the best thing you did.
Banging that wife here is
all those. Everybody's jealous of you. Give it up for Bill Bouchard.
Bill Bouchard. Anything you want to plug?
Congratulations.
Anything you want to plug, man?
Congratulations.
BillBouchard.com. Go look him up. I'll give you that. Have another time.
We'll have you on again soon.
Have a toffee fay.
You didn't get one last time, so get
one. Have a toffee fay. Take the whole fucking thing. It doesn't matter. Get out of here.
We got more.
Bill Bouchard, everybody. Thank you very much. We'll keep this show rolling. I see coming up to the stage right now. Are you ready over there? This guy is such a great act. He actually has his own theme song to our show. You've heard him pick football. Give it up for Sal DiMelio. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Ba-da-ba-da, funiculi, funicula.
Great opening. How we doing? That was wonderful. Give it up. Give it up for these two guys one more time, Corey and Joel. Absolutely fantastic. Where can you see their first anniversary show and simultaneously know that there's clam chowder with the fish dinner tomorrow here at Club Arts? Where can you get that? You can't get that. You can't get that at their second anniversary show. There's no fucking way. How about a round of applause for Jill, the bartender? Jill, don't you wish they would get you another goddamn cash register? Don't you think you don't need to break three fucking nails while you're doing, you know, gin and tonics all night? Where'd they get that thing? At Greenfield Village? I have no idea. Why do they have that? He can go to Office Max tomorrow. They're like $22. I think this place is making more money than that. All right. This is good. It's good to be here. My name is Sal D'Amelio. I'm a big sports fan here in Detroit. Any Lions fans? Yeah? All right. We hired another Dago coach. Did you see that? What do we got? Who owns the Lions? Is it the Sopranos? I swear to God, the Sopranos own the freaking Lions, right? William Clay Ford Jr. is like going to the Olive Garden to pick his next coach, you know? He's like, is there an eggplant parmesan coaching anywhere across this country? I don't know. The Super Bowl was cool. We had the Super Bowl here, huh? It was good. I liked how Kwame Kilpatrick wanted to get the homeless off the street, so he had a Super Bowl party for the homeless. That's not an easy way to say, let's get the homeless off the street for three fucking days, isn't it? Wait, there's 18,000 homeless people in Detroit. Where'd they have it at? The Palace? Where could you have... Right? And then they had prizes for these dudes to win during the game. I swear to God. They had an opportunity to win a 62-inch high-definition plasma television box. Take your time with these fucking jokes. They're... I forgot to tell you guys, Corey and Joel never told you this, but this mic here that's up here, this is for the. There was supposed to be a third member of this team. Did you tell these guys about that? Yeah, this is Charles's mic here, and he didn't make it to the show. He never made it on a team. He was like the Beatle that played the drums that never made it. So right here, this is for Charles that never made it to the... It was supposed to be the Corey, Joel, and Charles show, but it never happened, so that's his mic there. So, all right. Whatever happened to Charles? You do anything?
Stick to the classic material.
See, I'm throwing Tim off right now. I'm throwing the producer off. He's like, this wasn't in the script.
You're throwing our listeners off, too. Get to the funny.
Wow, your listener's here. He's from Germany. He's right there. Round of applause for the German guy. That's great. Thank you for... Hope you get some of this shit. It's all Detroit humor, but that's all right, though. No, I was on the expressway, and it seems like the construction's already starting out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we finally get a 40-degree day, and there's a guy out there with a sign. Doesn't it look like he's got the look on his face like, I should still be collecting unemployment right now for the next 3 months, but... Right? I was on 94 one time. It was down to, like, one lane for, like, 3 miles. I finally get to what I think is what the construction of the accident. It was two guys painting the white line in the middle of the road. It's Friday at 5 o'clock, and I got Daryl and his other brother, Daryl, doing a Thomas Kincaid impression off the 94 expressways. It's the worst. We live in the worst. 14 is shut down all the way to Ann Arbor right now. I don't know if anybody knows that. You go to other towns, they'll shut down the expressway for like a mile. Not here, right? I got on 96 one time. The DJ's like, 96 will be closed from 275 to Windsor today, so please take another road. If you need to get to the east side, take 75 down to Toledo. Take the 375 over to the 10. Take the 10 up to the lodge. Take the lodge into the Windsor tunnel. Take the tunnel over to the 401 north. Take the 401 over to the Blue Water Bridge in Port Huron. Get back on the 94. Take that down to the 696, but get off at Mound because there's two guys painting the white line in the middle of the fucking road. Holy shit. What are you doing, Joel? You just take a piss? All right, that's good. All right. So, it's good, man. Eat like shit. Comics eat like shit. Look at fucking Joel. You know?
Thank you very much, Sal. Thank you very much.
Oh, he knows it. Comics are all fat asses. We all eat at White Castle at fucking 3 in the morning after a shitty one-nighter, you know? Who does it? Come on. I went to White Castle. They had a promotion that was going on. After 10 p.m., if you buy a dozen burgers, you get a free 16-ounce energy drink. So I went there about midnight, bought a dozen burgers, stayed up all night shitting myself. It was... Looked on the back of the energy drink can. There was a coupon for diapers, fortunately, so that was... We're lazy, too, as Americans with our food. Have you seen the... This is how lazy we are. Have you seen the new Hershey's Kissables?
No.
The Hershey's Kissables. You know what those are? Those are unwrapped Hershey's Kisses. We are so goddamn lazy in this country. We can't unwrap our Hershey's Kisses anymore. I swear to God, you know Hershey's sales were down, and there was a big executive meeting, and one of the executives was like, what are we going to fucking do? And one guy stood up, and he went, fuck the wrapper. You know, let's just make them a little smaller, let's throw them in a bag, and let's let America eat them like Skittles. They'll love them. I'm surprised they put the Big Macs in those cardboard boxes, right? They should just give them to us on a stick like a fucking corn dog. Here you go. Just suck on that. Oh, you want some fries? Give me your cell phone. I'll staple them to your... This is good. No cell phones have gone off. You ever notice when a cell phone goes off now in a public place, everybody stares and looks at that person with the same reaction as if they farted? Right? You do. You look at the person, you're like, hey, you can't do that in here, all right? Take that in the bathroom, all right? And wipe your ass while you're in there because you're disgusting. I know it has nothing to do with your cell phone, but just wipe your ass while you're in there. Wow. Like the casino. Like the casino, so like going out to the casino. It's not like going to Vegas, is it? No way, man. I stayed at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Vegas. I don't know if anybody's... That's the pyramid one with the big light shooting out of the top. Is that not the best casino to stay at when you're completely wasted, right? I came out of a bar just stumbling, trying to tail a cab, going, hey, man, take me to the fucking light, man. Took me to Menards parking lot. They had a big sale that night, and... I like Vegas, so... You can go to Vegas, lose $300 playing blackjack, and still feel good about yourself because you're eating a steak dinner for $4, you know. Slot machines everywhere in Las Vegas. Slot machines in the grocery stores. Yeah, that's a good spot for a person trying to feed their starving, hungry family, is it? I was at the grocery store in Vegas. I had my grocery list in one hand. I'm pulling slot machines with my other hand and literally crushing shit off of my grocery list at the same fucking... I don't think I'll be needing any bread tonight. All right.
Crowd.
So we got the Pistons fans in here. You guys think they're going to win it all? Okay, well, it's a tough team, man. Best announcer in basketball is George Blaha. Is he not the best? He's so good with the games, doesn't he? But it's almost like he's having an orgasm during the game sometimes. Because his setup of the play is like the foreplay, and then the basket is like just the biggest climax a guy could ever have. Right? He'll be like, well, you know, like Ben Wallace grabs a rebound and the Pistons are up 11. He comes down the court to Tayshaun Prince. Tayshaun Prince in the corner and he dishes it down to Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace out to Rasheed. Rasheed back to Chauncey in the corner for a triple try. It's good! My! Chauncey Billups for a three and Rick Mahorn, I need a towel. Maybe just give me Tayshaun's sock. That'll do the trick. Then there's always Rick Mahorn. He makes no sense what he said. You ever notice that? I swear to God, George Blaha is the best. He'll be like, Chauncey Billups for three, and my, he hit that one from Pontiac. He sure did, George. The Pontiac's far away from here, and that's only worth 3 points still, though. Tim is doing something over there. Round of applause for Tim one more time. Absolutely fantastic. You guys are cool, man. I'm going to come over here and talk to Corey and Joel for a little bit. My name is Sal DeMille. Thank you guys.
All right.
Sal DeMille.
Right.
Sal, the highlight of your career on the Corey and Joel radio show, going 3 for 4 in the divisional playoffs.
Winning a lot of money if
you bet with Sal. Although I think he fucked up everything after that. I think the Super Bowl and everything else was bullshit.
Yeah, I did.
But you did very good on the divisional playoffs.
Steelers.
So
Steelers fans. No?
You did very good on the playoffs. You did very good with the girlfriend, too. I got to give it up for Sal's girlfriend.
Char Rodriguez.
Where's Char back there?
The
is she back there? Hi, Char.
Beverly and Colin did the banners for Juxtapost.
And they work with Char? Is that the deal Char works with?
No, they used to work in the same shopping plaza.
Oh, okay.
You guys did
same
a great
building.
Job on
But Char internet. Really is responsible for hooking this up for us, so we got to give it up
for Char.
Yes.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
There it is, Sal.
But the Juxtapost people, they're over at School. Schoolcraft and Newberg now.
Okay, Schoolcraft and Newberg. If you need some cool signs like we got, you can get them. I see Amy Phillips leaving. Good night, Amy.
What's up, Amy Phillips, everybody?
You're being upstaged by a hot blonde, Sal. Sorry. Amy, call me. All right. Amy Phillips.
This is a big production here.
You guys
tonight,
understand what we've gone through to put this together for
production.
You?
This is a big production. Did you see the pre-show, man? I saw less confusion at Cirque du Soleil in fucking Vegas than Tim running around here. That was
Tim's done a great job for us. Yes, and
you guys are doing a good job, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We're trying, man.
I'd like to say no thank you to all the comedians who didn't show up tonight because they weren't going to get stage time.
Yeah, what happens is, this is usually an open mic. And
why don't we give Byron 3 minutes, man, before PJ, man.
We want people to listen. So we're going to not give Byron. No, we love Byron. Byron,
I want to see this guy. He looks like fucking Byron. Howard Stern on a Krispy Kreme binge.
I would put Jeff Washington up, but he's chatting up a white woman.
Yeah, Byron's right talking to Jeff.
All right.
Byron, you got to work. You got to
try it, Byron.
And then you'll get on our show. You keep honing your craft till you're big enough for our show. Yeah, that's like 3 weeks from now, Byron. Don't worry about it. We're fucking desperate, Byron. In fact, if you got a chick with nice tits, bring her with you. You're on tomorrow. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking cut one in the middle of the night. I don't give a shit. Show up at my house. I don't give a fuck.
Someday you can be a premier comedy talent like Nigel Rosenblum.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have Jim McClane on. We're not really fucking choosy. I mean...
Oh, it's funny because it's
Jimmy.
True.
We love Jimmy. Norm Stoltz is coming on. We don't give a fuck. Anyway,
we had to offer weed to get Bouchard on the show.
But sounds great. What's going on with you, man? The comedy's going well? You're all over the country?
Oh, yeah, man. Playing every town that ends in Ville, man. I'm fucking hot.
And you know you're hot there, right?
Headlining everywhere. No, it's going good, man.
Well,
I'm going to be here in April. I'm going to be opening up for Ralph Harris and Mark Ridley. So.
Oh, okay. Well, April, Mark cool. Ridley's. Look for Sal.
Yep.
Anything else you want to play? You got a website or anything?
Yeah, saldemilio.com.
That's right, and his great CDs.
Headlining a Wise Guys Comedy Club.
Oh, Wise Guys Comedy Club. Prestigious. Well,
yeah, prestigious. Arizona iced tea. I sell that on the side.
Would you like a toffee fay?
Sell houses in Detroit. Oh, I need like four for the whole table.
Take that whole tray back with you.
We got more.
Look at this. I got a whole other 50 fucking.
Are these toffee fay or toffee fee?
Well, these are the German toffee fee. These are the more richer German varieties of
Liebchen. Right.
Make sure your whole crew gets a toffee fay. And,
wunderbar.
And if Arizona wants to, sponsor a filthy podcast, let them know.
It's a done deal.
All right,
those
baby.
Are more delicious because they're made with the blood of the Jews.
Stop it. We already did that joke.
I can't never get old.
Stop it.
Oh, the case of Arizona.
Yeah, but it might not get a laugh.
Sal, we want to thank you for all the things you've done for the show. Your handicapping is a million.
He's a great handicapper. He's a great comedian.
I got one handicap.
One handicap. What do you got?
Anybody, the Tigers. Okay, the Tigers in Vegas. All right, I think you can get like 25-1 odds that they'll go 500 or better. Take it.
Oh, okay.
Book it, man.
Wow. You're saying
book it. Yeah.
Tigers over 500.
Yes.
Over 500 for 06. You heard it here from the man himself, Sal
DiMelio. I'm telling you, they'll
over
do
500.
It. It's a done deal.
Give it up for Sal DiMelio, everybody.
Sal.
Thanks again, Sal, for celebrating with us. We love Sal. We love.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get some? We got some new ladies. Did you guys just walk in? How are you guys doing? You guys just get here?
They've been here for a while.
Well, have you been here for a while? I don't know. Did they move from somewhere else? I see this table filled. That was filled with 50-year-old, estrogen-free women about 2 hours ago. So I'm glad you guys are here.
I'd like to thank Sal for breaking stereotypes about Italian Americans. Because handicapping football, that's not an Italian thing. Laying cement, that's not an Italian thing,
All right, let's bring up the guy. Is he here? Oh, look at this. Look who's waiting in the wings here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our highest honor, ladies and gentlemen. You should stand for this man. He's given us this comedy stage for 8 years now. Give it up for the one and only Bart. It's Bart Starks from Club Bart. Look at him. Look at a star. You're in the presence of a superstar. It's Bart. Thank you. Yeah, sit right there, Bart. There you go. Thank you very much, Bart, for coming up here. Sit down with us, man, because Bart is the man. Look out for that mic there, brother.
That was the song Sandwiches by the Detroit Grand Poobah. Yeah. So try the BLT. It's delightful. The chicken sandwich. Good.
Yeah,
too.
Bart is here. Bart, I mean, how do you feel, Bart? I mean, we've kind of made your club. We talk about your club every week on the show. Been doing the show for a year now. People, our fan Niels is here from Germany. This is the man who owns the club. Here. They give it to us.
A German found this place from the airport. That's goddamn
right.
Amazing. That is an amazing
feat.
Well,
I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it until I saw the gentleman over there and saw the German candy.
Yeah, exactly.
It was absolutely,
he put two and two together right there. But Bart...
100% Jerry, that guy. Right,
Bart has a great establishment, a very unique stage for comedy. We're above the bar, for those of you that aren't here. We're above the bar, and then there's the bartender, the great Jill, in the middle here, between us and the audience at the bar. It's very unique setup, Bart. I love it.
I'm just happy. You know, I mean, I've honed my career to the point where I can be up here with you guys.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Bart. Well, it's
taken a while.
Bart, your sarcasm cuts through me like a cold rain.
When you opened this place, Ferndale was still half occupied by wig shops and nail salons. And
exactly
now
right.
It is a hot bar district. It's maybe one of the hottest places in Detroit and Michigan.
I think so.
Actually, the time I opened this up, I think I was the first bar in 40 years.
Yeah.
Open up a new place here.
Wow. Well, look where it's gone.
I appreciate you guys. And
now the streets are thick with drunks, Bart.
Yeah, look at it. The cops are all over the place. Look at this. But we love Bart. So you guys got to come here. If you come to Detroit, even if you're listening to us, wherever you are, if you're in Germany, Iceland, you come to Detroit, you got to come to Ferndale, visit Bart here at Club
Absolutely.
Bart. He makes a great chicken sandwich.
And
he makes some great ribs.
More than anything else, we want to thank you for the open mic that you have kept going.
That's right.
Longer than any other.
There's
open
a lot
mic
of comics. Play. There's guys like J. Chris Newberg in L.A., Rob Littles out in L.A., Bill Bisharp, myself, Corey. We all owe our careers in large part to this stage.
You are feeding talent to Hollywood, and someday we should get some kickbacks going. For you.
Exactly. And you do have things.
Well, thank you, guys.
You allow everyone on, including people like Erica Lynn, but you can't look at that. You got to just look at the good comedians that have made it out of this place, and we really do appreciate
one
it.
One of the finest transvestite magicians I've ever seen.
No one's we're so fucking inside.
Todd, your son.
Great Todd. I don't know if Todd's still here. Todd was here earlier. We got to give it up for Todd, who helps us out.
What'd you do to your finger, man?
Yeah, you broke your. Look at Bart. He's got a broken finger.
No, actually, I cut it in half today.
Oh, sweet.
You cut it in half?
Yeah.
Preparing food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just stuck it back together. You know, they make a lot of fine products out there now. You know, that magic skin or...
Yeah, absolutely.
But I just wrapped it with skin and hopefully it'll heal up.
You got a little juicy fruit, chewed that up and put it back on.
It's a real man right here. This is Bart. This is not... You're not fucking around.
We love you very much and we want to thank you so much.
I like you guys and thanks to everyone for supporting Club Bart week after week and... Hopefully
keep on. Give your tips to Claire
Give your tips to Claire and Jill, and keep supporting Bart. Thank you, Bart.
Thank you so much, Bart.
We love Bart. Give it up for him.
Yeah, Bart.
The one and only.
People are like, "There's a Bart? There really is." I'm like, "Who the hell is going to name their bar Club Bart?" Yeah,
they thought it was just a corporate logo, but no, it's a real man, and there he is. It's Bart. So.
Right.
All right, folks. Wow. What a show.
All the magic, Joel.
We still have more to come.
Joel, I got to say, this is...
What is that?
You know, this last year with you, and I've been friends with you for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And this is one of the most successful relationships I've ever had.
Oh.
We fight sometimes. We fight sometimes. And, yeah. The sex is shit at this point.
Yes.
But we still do it every other week.
Yeah, if you want to hear the sex, get on the mailing list at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We'll give that out if you get on the mailing list. Actually, if you get on the mailing list...
It's just been wonderful.
It has been.
This year.
We got lots of great behind-the-scenes photos on the mailing list this week.
Oh, God. All the times in the hot tub.
We've spent a couple few hours in the hot tub together, absolutely.
The time you puked up turkey and gravy soda. It was, God.
You were there for all of those.
Holding your hand.
I couldn't find a better fat guy to share those days with, Corey.
Really are. My chubby hetero life partner, Joel Fragamenti.
Yeah, if I was dating Kim when we started the show... It'd be the Corey and Joel, and she can't. I don't know what the fuck I just said. Yeah, I'm drunk. All right, folks.
Those shots really went to his head.
I don't know. I'm sitting here with the bad back. I'm all fucked up. I'm
absolutely. Are you guys still out there? Anybody left?
You guys still with us here tonight? Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to thank Christina again for not leaving.
Christina is still here. We love Christina.
Yes.
Her and Neil's maybe hitting it off. I don't know what's going on over there. All right. Anyway. And Jeff Washington getting laid. Everyone's getting laid from our show. Jeff Washington,
unbelievable.
Niels.
What?
I don't know. Coming up next to the stage, it's ironic that he's our final guest here on our big anniversary show. And it's ironic because he was our very first guest ever on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you talk about the fifth Beatle. You want to talk about the third partner of the Corey and Joel radio show. It can only be one man, ladies and gentlemen. You know him, you love him if you listen to the show.
The spoke of the wheel.
Give it up for PJ Butler. PJ.
I'm all about the Queensryche. Go to the show, find out why we do the Queensryche. I'm the reason. Wow! Ferndale! Woo! 12:30 at night. Fuck. There's like 8 people left. Thank God I'm here to close the show. You got all this talent and you bring me up to close the fucking show. But this is huge. We got huge talent out here. Pardo, J. Chris Newberg, and you got Bill Lambier doing your voiceovers, man. That's awesome. That's a... I thought I was a big, ugly fucker. I was wrong. That's all I'm saying. I thought I had big tits. Shit. I only have A cups. You got B's, dude. Good for you, man. And you showed them for a toffee fay, you whore. Unbelievable. And you guys with the signs? That's that took you a week? How do you fucking do it? A week? You guys are fucking geniuses. A week. That's my show. That's it. That's all I got. There's no way I can follow this up. Fuck. What do? We need a sign. Find a font. And get some red spray paint. How much you guys pay for that?
It was compliments of the great people at... our good friends at Juxtapose Sign.
Juxtapose Sign.
It was compliments.
734-513-8910.
Yeah, people on the radio, you should see this sign. Oh, my God. Wow. And the chick from Comcast? Wow, it was nice that you got Janice from the Muppets to come out here and do some time. That girl's got more mouth than a school of largemouth bass. That's all I'm saying. Ho. Jessica Simpson goes, fuck, that's a big mouth. Holy shit. If I haven't picked on you yet, wait. Okay? You're right, it does look like a floating shirt, Bill. Holy shit. Wow, this is cool, man. This is cool. I've known Corey and Joel forever, it seems like. Wow. Good deal, man. I love doing comedy. Get to travel over this great country of ours. We went down to St. Louis, Missouri. You guys ever been down to St. Louis?
Yeah.
One person, good. This joke's going to suck for the rest of us, especially the guy from Germany. Yeah. Dude, you're like the world-class stalker. That's all I'm saying. You flew from Germany for this shit? Here's some advice. Get a fucking job, okay? Mike, here, does this make you feel better? Now I'm a part of the Aryan Nation, all right? It's crazy. I bought some red shoelaces from them on the way in. It was crazy, man. You got a home in Howell, dude. That's all I'm saying, all right? He's like going, I am so getting shivved by a German, man. Fuck. I'm half German. It's cool, dude. That's dedication. He hates me. He's like going, Germany comics don't talk to the crowd, fucker. Oh, wait a second. You guys can talk about the blood of Jews in the toffee thing?
Yeah.
And I can't call that guy a fucking racist?
Oh,
okay.
Stop it. Stop. He's our super fan. Leave him alone.
You guys have been starting race riots here for 3 weeks straight. I'm the asshole. All right.
Oh, God.
I'm the fucking asshole. Okay. We've been doing 2 hours a show and no one swears. Oh my God, I'm on the radio. Someone might hear this. It's a fucking podcast, okay? No one fucking hears this shit except Niels. And I'm the fucking asshole. I'm not doing a joke tonight. Fuck you people. And Joel, it was so nice of you to dress up tonight. Would you grab the shirt without the pit stains? Did you guys listen to show 60? Niels, did you listen to show 60 on your way over here on the big plane?
No, before.
What?
Before he left, he listened, he said.
Wow, you are a fucking groupie, man. Niels, this is an Audi. Don't even come near me, okay? Wow. And I was listening to show 60, and Corey and Joel broke off, and they started talking about doing a bracket of all the comics' girlfriends and wives and shit, and all the hot wives, all the hot girlfriends. And these fuckers said, my girlfriend would be a 16th seed, a mid-major. At least they got invited to the big dance, guys.
In my defense, I thought she was at least a 10 seed.
All right, okay.
I think I was the one who made the joke. I've not met the girlfriend.
Joel's girlfriend's in the NIT going,
All right, okay.
I wish I could come up to the big dance.
Okay, stop it. I'll have you know
My girl may be number 64, Joel, but you got 65 going, wow, how do they do it up there?
Okay.
And Corey talks about a girlfriend. Has anyone ever met Corey's girlfriend? No, because she lives in Canada. That's a little 16 candles for you fuckers right there, all right?
You got it.
Well, you're talking about St. Louis. We were, right, dude? Shirt guy? Floating shirt guy? I'm doing all this stuff that it has visuals, and the radio people are going, fuck, this guy sucks ass. It's a whole lot of bag of ass right there, man. No, it's down in St. Louis, man. You guys been to St. Louis? One person been down to St. Louis? I was excited to go to St. Louis, man. First time ever I went down to St. Louis, tell some jokes. I'm excited. I'm driving in through Indiana, Illinois. I finally cross over into Missouri, right, man? It's cool. St. Louis, right? What's the first thing you think I saw in St. Louis?
The Arch.
You would think that. No. I saw McDonald's. Two arches. All right, yeah. But that wasn't the cool thing. No, the cool thing was the sign out front. It said, McRib is back. I'm the one person in America they made the McRib for, man. I love the McRib sandwich. I eat the fuck out of a McRib, man. I've eaten more fake pork than Kermit, okay?
You feel at home, big fella.
Thank you very much. Talking about my girlfriend, no, man, it's cool having a girlfriend finally, man. My girlfriend's got MS. That's cool, though, because she shakes a lot, so I don't have to do any fucking work. She just sits on top. Oh, PJ, you're the greatest, man. It's awesome. But she drinks a lot. This girl drinks a lot, man. Irish people look at her and go, fuck, man, you're an alcoholic, man. She came over to my house. Honest to God, true story. My girlfriend shows up at my house, walks right to my bar, and grabs a fifth of Southern Comfort. Yeah. A fifth, a whole fifth of Southern Comfort. She takes it out of the bar, walks down to the couch, opens it up, and starts drinking it right out of the bottle, right? And I'm looking at her going, sweetheart, can I get you anything? A glass, some ice, a brown paper bag?
Are you sure she's not a guy?
Germany 1, US 0.
Her name is Niels, so... This girl drinks so much, if she had an Indian name, it would be Dances Without Liver, okay? No, she's drinking this bottle, and I'm thinking, you know what, sweetheart? If you throw up on yourself, I can finally cross that homeless guy fantasy out of the way, all right?
Comedians up here again. Come on. We want more vanilla. Come on.
Finally saw Jesus. 40 years old, I finally saw Jesus for the first time in my life.
Where?
It wasn't in a cheese sandwich. It wasn't in a potato chip. It wasn't in the wax on a candle. No. I finally saw Jesus in the load on my girlfriend's back. And how am I going to sell that on eBay? That's bullshit right there, right? And what's really weird is that doesn't usually happen till the second coming, so. I'm sitting in Ferndale getting booed for a Jesus joke. All right, yeah. My life is on a fucking skyrocket right now. Is Jay Chris still here? Because what the fuck did I do to piss that guy off? You know, I'm going to be on Last Comic Standing next year because I'm going to get a puppet that juggles and plays guitar. I don't know what the fuck I ever did to him, man. He just fucking hates me, man. He's like my mother. Holy shit, that guy's angry. That's all I'm saying. Niels, do you get road rage in Germany, man? No, because you got the fucking Autobahn, man. We got fucking Mercedes. Yeah! Open the fuckers up. Boom! No, see, in Detroit, we got 7 major highways, man, dude. We get road rage all the fucking time. But there's one place that everyone gets road rage. There's one place in America that everyone gets road rage, Niels. I'm going to educate you. It's at the grocery store. Yeah. On a Saturday. When it's triple coupon day, all right? People will fuck you up to save a buck, man, won't they? And I'm a guy. I just want to go shopping, get in, get out, get on with my fucking life because I got better shit to do, right? And I grab that cart and I start shopping in the store. I go up and down the aisles and I get down to that one aisle. You know the aisle I'm talking about, man. That one aisle you can't get down because there's that one fat bitch blocking the way, right? You know the fat bitch I'm talking about. That fat bitch who wears the triple XL sweatpants because they fit. That fat bitch. That fat bitch who has the happy ho 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 holiday sweatshirt on. And it's fucking June. That fat bitch. That fat bitch who has 4 kids by 3 dads. That fat bitch. And I can't get down the aisle, so I'm getting pissed, right? I'm going, and then you can't say anything, because if you say anything, if you snap, you're the bad guy. You're the one with the bad fucking attitude. You just got to sit there and take it, right? So I do. I take it. And I'm waiting for my turn, and I know I'm going to be there for a while, because we're in the fucking snack aisle, right? And when she finally makes her selection and goes, I try to get by her. I run past her. But I'm a comedian. I've had some time to get even with this bitch, right? So I do what any comic would do in that situation. I get my cart back. I start looking over my head, make sure she's not looking. And when she's not looking, I run back to her cart and start taking things in her cart, right? Ham, bacon, a shit. And then I wipe my ass with her coupons. Blender drink for Bart. That would be that one. All right. Give it up for Bart one more time, working hard for you people. All right, I got one more before I go get interviewed. I can't wait because I'll sit there and they'll talk amongst themselves. It's awesome. God. One more time for Bill Bouchard, man. Very, very funny motherfucker. He's going to be the next one to hit it big out of Detroit. Mark my words for it. And Sal, you don't get enough credit, man. I love you, man, like a brother. You were a very funny motherfucker, too. Give it up for Sal. These two are funny. They just don't know it yet, man. These guys are great, man. But I was excited, man. I have a 14-year-old daughter. Give it up for my 14-year-old. Yeah. Or don't. I don't give a shit. Because we can pot laughter up on all this shit. See, magic radio, yeah. Got a 14-year-old daughter, man. It's crazy raising kids nowadays, man. because they're exposed to so much shit thanks to cable, internet, all that shit, right? You know, when I was 14, I was exposed to G.I. Joe and comic books, man. That's all I had to worry about. My 14-year-old daughter knows more shit than I'll ever know in my life. My 14-year-old daughter loves swing music, loves big band music. My daughter loves swing music. I'm excited, man. She knows more music. All I know is Queensryche. That's all I know. That's the only fucking band I know. My daughter's listening to shit from the 40s. God bless her. It's her birthday in July. I was excited for her. I let her pick the music. She picked swing music for her birthday party. Party's coming. We're dancing. We're listening to the swing music. We're having a good old time dancing, dancing. All the friends leave. The final CD plays. The final song plays. Gets over. My daughter looks at me. And she goes, Dad, my best friend's parents are swingers. And I'm thinking my daughter had misspoke, right? So I corrected her. I go, no, Kira, I think what you mean to say is they're swing dancers. And she looked at me and she goes, no, I mean swingers, Dad. And instead of taking this as an opportunity to teach my daughter, I said the very first thing that popped into my head.
Oh, no.
I go, why is it always the fat, ugly ones? And my daughter looks at me and she goes, you're a swinger, Dad? Thank you, guys. That's it
PJ.
For me.
PJ, come on, sit down, brother. We love PJ. Good job, man. That was good stuff, man. PJ Rickles, that was fantastic. That was a wonderful.
Thanks for elevating the tone.
I try. Everyone having a good time tonight, man?
Yeah, man.
Give it up one more time for these fuckers, man.
Oh, thank you, Pete. PJ, our first ever guest, and it's
internet radio. We can swear, man, and everyone right. else is like going, I'm going to catch a big break. Yay. Yeah.
Exactly. Fucking
dude, I'm tickling. So sorry for calling you Pete Weiss, man, but you're skinny. Where are you going? The show's not over.
It's not over, ladies.
We're wrapping up in five. Hold on. All right.
Just hold on.
Love.
We need
hold
a big
on.
Applause break.
Just sit your asses down.
Yeah.
She's flashing those tits like she's going to whip them out. Come on. You can come up here now.
Tit.
We'll throw PJ right out of here for those tits.
Tit for toffee.
I'll throw myself out for those tits.
Tit for toffee face.
Ask me questions, fuckers.
I'll give you a whole goddamn...
Give it up for my mom, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a whole... I got a 48-piece toffee
thing. No, hold on. I have a
48-piece. Wait a minute. I got a 48-piece. I'll give you the 48-piece. You come up here and show those tits. What do you say?
Absolutely.
You
want
to come up here? 48-piece sealed, brought here from Germany. Show those things.
Original.
Show those things.
Show those things.
Just for us, not the audience.
I'll show you my 52 ways.
Hold on. Jeff's date's already got them out here.
What's going on?
Are you guys going to ask me questions or just talk?
I think so. We're trying to get
tits from before.
Tits are better. You're right. Here.
We're trying to get tits before the expiration date on them.
This guy, you're scaring me, man. He hasn't stopped staring at me, man. You got a high-powered rifle on you?
Yeah, that's a okay. look that's...
No
yeah.
good. Fuck you, then.
All right.
PJ Butlin, the original host of the Club Bart...
I am.
Yeah, he hosted the show before anybody else. PJ did. So you got to love PJ.
Eight years, man. Then, one more time for Bart, man. One more time for Bart.
We love Bart. PJ, you were our first guest. People still consider that one of our best shows we ever did was... show number 8, the CJ and PJ and JP show.
Show 8 was good.
Yeah, I think it was the show 8 that you were on. It was fantastic.
Absolutely.
We loved it. And,
it's the only one I've ever listened to.
We really busted on podcasters. You were a complete asshole.
Yep. Yes, I
you
was.
You are now infamous among that group of weenies.
I am an asshole.
I know, but it's great.
They're flashing while
are they flashing?
The
what the fuck? I'm giving out toffee phase. Nothing. Get up here and flash. Don't do it over there. Come sit on my lap and show your tits. Let's do it for real. Come on. What
good
the fuck?
Good God in heaven.
Good God.
Yeah, now you're getting shot.
Oh,
around.
Here we go again. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. Tim, get some pictures for the mailing list.
Come on.
Get in.
Come on.
Show your tits to Niels. The guy flew here from Amber.
Hold on.
Come on, producer.
This is a serious note. Wait, hold on. Nadia, who is one of our great guests, is in the hospital right now.
That's right.
Give it up for
and
Nadia.
When we had a benefit show for her, we had girls flash, and we pasted those up in her hospital room.
Yeah.
So you would be helping out a guest of the
an
show.
An ailing woman, one of our greatest guests ever is Nadia. If you...
I know. I've seen all it before. Right. I've seen all it all. Right.
You enough got, of that.
You guys don't even have one question for me?
PJ, I want to ask, how do you get to be this sexy?
A lot of fucking chicken McNuggets.
PJ, how about...
All kind of...
I
can't concentrate. They're
are they showing their tits? We turn to PJ. Oh,
I know.
Oh, you bitches.
Bitches.
Boobies
bitches.
Every damn place.
I'll tell you what. I swear to God right now. What, those? How many chicks are there? Three? Right back to the hot tub after the show. What do you say?
Yeah, hot
with
tub.
With Niels, Corey's girlfriend is here. You can come, too.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Christina can come, our roommate, of course. Our producer, Tim, and then those three chicks.
I'm telling
Niels,
you, hot
got room for everybody.
Niels, where are you staying? You got a hotel here in town?
Niels has a hotel, yeah.
The Hyatt, wow. Yeah. I thought you grabbed one off Woodward because you want to get lucky.
He's at the 8 Wood, yes.
No, apparently I'm the only one going to hookers on Woodward still. This guy's going there. All the good ones are on Michigan Avenue. All right, please. Yeah.
I go to McNichols for my hookers. That's,
PJ, you were one of the greatest guests of all time. Your appearance here is legend now, I think, for certain.
I hope so.
PJ, in all sincerity, I'm going to say something. You, Joel, Bill Bouchard, Sal are my best friends in comedy.
Aww.
And it's really... are, and you guys are really good friends, and I'm so glad you guys came out tonight and were part of our show.
Yeah, really. It was great to have everybody part of this, and especially you, our first guest.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I told
you
guys.
Man. Well, thank you very much, PJ, and I have not met the girlfriend. I'm sure she's no less than a 10 seed. That's what I agree with, Corey. I agree with that.
And
wheel her in for the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
She's pissed at me. There's going to be a fight.
There they go again.
What are they doing? All right.
Down.
We have to end this show to get right down to the boobies here. So, PJ, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
We love PJ.
All you guys. I love all you guys. I'm not really this angry. I love all of you guys.
PJ, thank you very much for coming out. And
PJ Buttland, everybody.
As we wrap it up, why don't we get our producer up here, Tim, come up here and say a few words. Timmy, you want to come? Are you taking pictures of the boobs?
Tim's taking
pictures. Oh, there they are. Oh, God, you bitch. She's showing her tits every 2 seconds.
I'm telling you, they're unstoppable.
Oh, what a little tease you are.
You don't get this on PK&J, folks.
Not at all. No. When does Nobody Likes Onions show you tits? Never. But Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're all over the place.
Tim, get up here. We got to wrap this up. Thank you very much, everybody, coming out. Corey and I have a little song for you here at the end. Tim Walsh, give it up for Tim.
We would like to thank... In no particular order.
Yes.
Dan DeCappa.
Yes. Jimmy Pardo. Amy Phillips.
Absolutely.
Hot ass Amy Phillips.
Bill Bouchard.
Bill Bouchard.
Bart.
Bart. J. Chris Newberg.
J. Chris Newberg.
Sal D'Amelio. PJ Butlin. Tim Walsh.
Nigel Rosenblum for doing nothing.
Yeah, Nigel for.
Jeff Washington for hitting that
over.
From Juxtaposed Signs.
Juxtaposed Signs made us the sign.
Christina and Palomar for showing their tips.
Oh, Palomar. Threatening to show those.
Palomar. My girlfriend for putting up with this.
Your girlfriend. Corey's girlfriend.
Christina from the
my
house.
My beautiful roommate Christina is here and her muff.
Super fan, Neil.
Neil, all the way. How about our announcer, Rob Rose? Give it up for Rob Rose.
One take, Rose, the fog cutter.
Jeff Washington and his white woman and the Warcraft nerds. Everybody, who have we missed? Byron, we haven't missed anybody.
Claire, Jill, the Club Bart staff, Todd Stark.
Yes.
Everybody.
The Corey and Joel dancers, thank them for coming out.
Ass and titties. Ass
and titties.
Titties, ass.
Thanks a lot for coming out, everybody. We'll see you at the 2-year anniversary. How do you think about that?
Yeah.
Can we get another free sign?
I don't know.
We'll figure that out. Toffee Faye for everybody. Let's go. What do you guys say? Let's do it. Come on. Good night, everybody.
Good night.